Welcome back to this holiday edition of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. The CJHL has been putting together a lot of exciting and important initiatives now from coast to coast. For much more on that, is joining us now is CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, Happy New Year, my friend. 2020 behind us, looking ahead to 2021.
Great thought, Gino.
It's nice. Hey, just a thought. Let's start fresh again. This has been a wild year for you. 10 leagues across the CJHL have become pretty creative, both with the format of games, the schedules, and I guess we're going to be seeing similar stuff from the NHL when they resume. What's it been like for you as a commissioner from coast to coast to try to bring this all together in a time where the landscape is constantly shifting for you?
Well, I think we've been caught between two polars. And the simple answer is that there's really two answers. One, at certain times, there's been a whole lot going on, and at other times, there's been nothing going on. And, I really give our commissioners a lot of credit, the 10 commissioners with the various leagues. I think when this all started to unfold in March last year, I think to a person, we thought we'll get through this in the summer and by fall there may be a delay or something, but we'd be off to the races probably by October the 1st. And it became evident, you know, as we moved through July and into early August, that that might not happen. And our commissioners were busy. A couple of them have said to me that I've never been so busy when we weren't playing hockey. Yeah. And putting in protocols and making sure teams were up to date on what they had to do if we got out of the gate. And it was almost likened to, a sprint where you had 10 sprinters on the starting line and waiting for the gun to go off. And at various times it went off, but it was false starts and we didn't anticipate pauses. And, I really commend them and I take my hat off to them. They worked exceedingly hard all through September and October. And sometimes, most of the time, the disappointment that came as a result wasn't anything that related directly to what they were doing within their leagues. It was community transmission and provincial health authorities taking extra precautions. So, I give them a lot of credit. I give a lot of our members a lot of credit, too, because, the starting up and shutting down and starting up and shutting down has been hard on them, too.
The World Junior Hockey Championship well underway right now, and about to crown another gold medalist for this year. Ordinarily, historically, this has been a very CHL-dominated tournament. A lot of CHLers representing Team Canada especially. But this year in particular, no less than 9 alumni from the Canadian Junior Hockey League are playing in this event for Team Canada. What does that mean to you as the commissioner of this league to see guys graduate up to this, I was going to say national level, but truly international level?
Well, it certainly bodes well for the program. And I think we take a lot of pride in the fact that we're able to help in some small way to get those players to where they are right now. And it's not strictly us. It's Hockey Canada. It's the support we get from the National Hockey League for our ancillary programs like the World Junior Challenge. And over and above the alumni there from the CJHL that are with Team Canada, there are a number of alumni from that World Junior Challenge that, was created to try and provide that extra step to evaluate players. You see it on the Russian team, on the Czech team. And it's been pretty gratifying for us. I think we're all very happy, but and more so happy for the kids. I mean, yeah. It's their accomplishment.
Because then you send the message that this is a route that you can take. In conversation with CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, especially in a year as crazy as 2020 has been, mental health has been so important with the Fifth Line Foundation and the NHL Foundation have done together, committing more than $1.2 million to make a leading mental health awareness and suicide prevention program available to all Junior A hockey players in Canada has been pretty remarkable. Tell me about that partnership and what's led to the success of it.
Well, the partnership developed out of a need shortly after the Humboldt bus crash for the sort of immediate survivors and the families within that community of the Humboldt Broncos Hockey Club to try and provide some assistance if required. on mental health support. And the Fifth Line Foundation had money set aside that was a where we got a big support from the cooperators insurance company. And the National Hockey League had a foundation nest egg, if I can call it that, that was accumulated through various contributions as well, because as a result of the Humboldt bus crash. And so we combined those resources, and through the assistance of the foundation and through the assistance of the Fifth Line Foundation as well, we were able to come up with a program through the CMHA that had already been in place with the CHL as well, to not only bring mental health education to players, but also develop ambassadors for the program through the initiative that they take. And it's a very, very strong initiative.
Another initiative you guys got involved in is the diversity initiative, which includes former Junior Hockey Magazine writer and correspondent and now TSN anchor Jermaine Franklin, who was with us in the early days of this show. What's it like to have Jermaine as a part of this? And tell me a little bit about the program itself.
Well, Jermaine's a great asset to the program. His recommendation would be on it came through Junior Hockey Magazine, to be truthful. And he's been a great asset because he's played the game at our level. And secondly, being in a minority can relate maybe to some of the issues that have developed over the years. We are getting great assistance on that committee through the NHL Coaching Association and through Hockey Canada as well, through some of their personnel that worked on their diversity program. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is hopefully bring subject experts to it, because we're hockey people, and we may know some things about hockey, but we don't know about everything that affects hockey. And so by including these subject experts in that, we hope to come up with a program that parallels what the CMHA program is all about, not just creating educational platforms, but also creating ambassadors in the future for their community.
Let me run some stats by you. As you mentioned, we're hockey guys, and what we do know in hockey is stats. So here's some stats for you. 9 CJHL players were picked in the 2020 NHL draft. 16 are on the NHL Central Scouting's players to watch list for the 2021 draft. And get this, over 2,600 CJHL alumni are playing on teams at the next level somewhere in North America. You look like you're blushing. What does that mean when you hear numbers like that, Brent?
I think it's pretty gratifying, and I think it's really rewarding for the people that are making the effort at the grassroots level, but you know, through the leagues and right into the community hockey clubs, because we cover 132 footprints throughout Canada that normally high level junior hockey might not be in, and those communities embrace those teams, and I think it's a great feat for them, a great accomplishment that they see these players moving on to different, you know, I was looking at the alumni list of the players in Europe right now, and there's a tremendous number of CJHL players playing in Europe right now. And, you know, if you look at the highest level of competition there between the Dell and the KHL, you know, there's good representation there. And that augurs well that, you know, players that are considering this route in the future have, you know, I think their primary focus is always to get to the NHL, but there's some alternative focus there now that will help them pursue, you know, a career that may have ended after junior hockey originally.
Well, Brent, it's been quite the 2020. We've come through it, and hopefully nothing but better stuff coming up in 2021. We appreciate all you're doing. Congratulations on your success. Stay healthy and happy new year, my friend.
Thanks, Gino. Happy New Year to all your group.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Still inside 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine, he was Team Canada's captain and led our nation to gold at the 2015 World Junior in Toronto and Montreal. Now he's playing for the Buffalo Sabres. We'll check in with Curtis Lazar in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.